sound like you in a well. Where are you?
I'm down here in Cherry Point.
Well, I'll be damned. Did you finally go down there?
Yes, sir.
Well, you didn't take that good-looking woman with you, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Well, I'll swear, Jack, that's criminal.
But I've been reading the good news, and you've apparently been working hard and feeling good.
That's criminal to do a thing like that. The fella oughtn't to do that.
Well, she hadn't had to cook any meals. I've been taking out to eat steady.
Well, now listen, what I called you about, I've started a cost consciousness program.
Good.
And a thrift and frugal program among the military.
Good.
So I want you to watch any examples of waste and inefficiency and duplication and surplus manpower that you run into in the form of civilians and military, so that you can tell your committee. I asked Mr. Dawson today, and he's going to call all of your subcommittee chairmen together, and we're going to try to find any surplus or any waste in this government anywhere, kind of like you were telling me about your machine, that bill you had.
Right.
And we're going to try to make frugality and thrift the watchword up here and make the taxpayers at least think that they're getting a dollar's worth of value out of dollars spent. I call Carl Vinson, and he's going to put his subcommittees on it. I call McClellan. He's going after it. And John Stennis prepared his committee. McNamara's got the inspector general worked up. So we're really going to not cut a dime out of combat, but we're really going to cut the living hell out of all this overhead.
I'm for it, and you know that bill of mine will save $10 million a month.
Well,
McClellan's got it in his committee over there and hadn't even had hearings.
Well, you get back here. I'll see if I can. I'm going to have breakfast with him Wednesday week. You get back here. When are you coming back?
I'm coming back Monday morning.
That district of yours needs a congressman, Jack.
Oh, I've been working for him.
You have?
Yes, sir. I'm coming back Monday morning. Going to drive back, and I'll be there Tuesday. And I'm going to speak at the Rotary Club on Wednesday in Beaumont. So,
yeah.
And I'm going to be up Wednesday to vote on that cotton deal, and I'll check in with you.
Well, how are you going to speak at the Rotary Club Wednesday?
The following Wednesday.
Oh, following.
Yes.
All right. Well, give your sweet bride my love, and I just called you. I forgot you was out of town. They just got you wherever they were.
Well, I'm glad. You sound like you're feeling good.
I feel all right. I had a good day.
Well, I've already read that statement that you made, the memorandum, the newspaper reports to the agencies on cutting waste. And
Yeah.
A better job, and I called my staff today and told them to draft a rough of a letter to you on this ADP bill, and I'll look at it Wednesday when I'm there, and I'll talk with you about it, and I'll have it ready for you.
Okay. Bye.
God bless your heart.
Give my love, Charlotte, and I'll see you when you get back.
Here, she wants to say hello.
All right.
Hello, sir.
You're a hell of a woman. Just run off and leave town.
Well, you know, have to do it.
All right. Well, you missed a lot, and we'll see you when you get back, honey.
All right. Fine, sir.
Thank you. Good to hear you.
Waiting.